meal. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed what he described as hard-hitting new financial sanctions on Iran Monday, specifically targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Mr. Trump signed the executive order saying that he would curb access that Khamenei and the country have to world financial markets. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the action would literally lock up tens and tens of billions of dollars of Iranian assets. Meanwhile, the United States and Iran exchanged accusations at the United Nations. AP correspondent Mike Russia.
At a United Nations Security Council meeting Monday, the United States laid blame on Iran for recent attacks on two oil tankers in the Persian Gulf.
It's clear to us, and it should be to the world, that Iran was responsible for the May 12th and June 13th attacks against ships in the Persian Gulf.
Speaking with reporters afterwards, acting U.S. UN Ambassador Jonathan Cohen also said last week's shootdown of a U.S. drone was over international, not Iranian waters. But Iranian UN Ambassador Majid Takht-Ravanchi called the Security Council meeting a sham.
We expressed our readiness and requested to participate in that meeting. However, unfortunately, we were denied.
I'm Mike Rossia.
President Trump says the letter he sent North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was a very friendly response to a letter he received from Kim earlier this month wishing him a happy birthday. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House Monday that Kim actually sent him birthday wishes and it was a friendly letter. Trump turned 73 on June 14th. Comments come a day after North Korean state media quoted Kim as saying he had received a letter of excellent content from Trump. A federal jury has convicted a former University of Illinois student of killing a visiting Chinese scholar in 2017. It took the jury less than 2 hours to find Brent Christensen guilty of kidnapping, raping, and stabbing the person. Prosecutors say that Christensen also beat her with a baseball bat and cut off her head. This is VOA News. Deaths along the border with Mexico. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.